I want to look at the book of 1 Timothy today. Second Timothy, chapter 1. And just want to talk about something, because a lot of times as we go through life, you just feel, and maybe some of you guys feel that way right now, you just feel kind of tired, and it just kind of feels like, I just need something to get me stirred up. I need something to get me excited. I just need to get some excitement about Christ again. I need excitement about my life. I need excitement. I just need to have the flames of my life kind of restoked once again. I think all of us go through those periods of time, and all of us go through those periods of life. And we sit back and we wait and we hope that something's going to strike the chord. Something will reignite that fire. You know, maybe sometimes it's at the workplace and you just feel like, man, I'm just like going through the motions here. I just need something to strike that flame once more. Maybe it's in your marriage relationship, or maybe it's in the relationship with your kids. You know, maybe financially, you just need to see, you know, that fire burning once again. Maybe just in your faith, in your walk with Christ, you just need to have that fire reignited. It just feels like things have smoldered, and all that's really there is maybe a little bit of smoke, but there's just no burning flame taking place. Well, this is the word that we get from Paul in the letter that he sent to Timothy. This is his second letter. And in the second book of Timothy, chapter 1, I'm going to start reading verse number 4. It says, "Greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwells first in your grandmother Lois, and then also your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God that is in you through the laying on of hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Here's Paul talking to Timothy. And Paul, knowing that Timothy is someone that is serving God and serving God in a mighty way. And one of the first things he says, and these are just the opening verses of his second letter to Timothy. And one of the first things he says is, "Timothy, stir back up inside of you that gift that God has given. Stir it up inside of you." So many times we sit back and we wait for God to stir something inside of us. So many times we sit back and say, "God, I just need you to do something in my life. I need you to just, I don't feel the flame. I don't feel the passion. I don't feel the passion that I once felt when I started. I need you to do something in my life." Well, Paul was telling Timothy, and essentially saying the same thing to you and I, everything that you need for your life is already invested in you through Jesus Christ and what he's done. Let me say that again. Everything that you need for your life is already invested in you through what Jesus Christ did and accomplished, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. It is already in you. We're the ones who allow those things to become dormant. We're the ones who allow those things to kind of smolder and dwindle. And sometimes all that's left is some kind of a burning ember, and you got to really dig through the dust to be able to find that ember that might still be burning. The good news is that ember is still burning there. But Paul said to Timothy, and this is God speaking to us, saying it's already in you. You stir up what is already in you. It's up to you and I to stir that back up once again. If you're feeling like you've lost the passion, if you feel like you've lost just the zeal, the excitement, in your walk with God and in all the other areas of your life, because if your walk with God isn't right, it's going to be evident in all the other areas of your life. Then God is telling us through this letter from Paul to Timothy, stir it up. It's already in you. It's in there. Stir it up. Now, I know that it's easy to say, yeah, but you know what? I just don't feel like it's in me. I don't feel like there's any fire. I don't feel like that gift. I don't feel that which I need is already in me. Well, let me read again what Paul said exactly. Therefore, let me read to you from the Amplified Bible. Paul says, that is why I would remind you. You know, we need to be reminded. And that's probably true of many of us right now today. We need to be reminded. And this is God reminding us that we have a responsibility. He's already put it inside of us. All that we need is already there. But we've got to stir it up. The Amplified Bible says to rekindle the embers of and fan the flame of and keep burning the gracious gift of God, the inner fire that is already inside of us. That inner fire is already there. It's there. We just need to stir it up a little bit. We need to stir our lives up a little bit. Get it stirred up. I can't sit back and wait for God to do something. I can't sit back and say, God, I need you to stir it up. Because God is saying, hey, listen, I've done my part. I've already done my part. I gave you everything that you need. And when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, all that power of Jesus Christ was invested in you. It is already inside of you. I did my part. Now it's up to you to do your part. You see, as we go through life, as we just walk through the daily things of life, we get so caught up in the many different things that take our focus and our attention off of God and off the things of the God, that flame starts to dwindle down. I remember when I was a kid, I grew up in Cleveland, and my dad, it was always great as we got to the Christmas season. Man, my dad would have a fire going almost all the time. If my dad was home at night, we had a fire going. And I always remember sitting there next to the fire, and man, I'd watch it and watch it and watch it, and you could just see, it would just burn so bright. He'd put that fresh log on, and my dad knew how to situate those logs just perfectly to get the airflow, that there would be huge flames. There was always just huge flames that were there. But then, if he didn't tend to it, and, you know, my dad would be the kind of guy that would sit and he'd get engrossed in TV. I'd be sitting right by the fireplace. He'd be engrossed in TV, and those flames would dwindle and get smaller and smaller and smaller. I not being allowed to touch the fire, I'd have to, you know, get Dad's attention and wait for the commercial for him to kind of stir things up once again, maybe throw another log on the fire. Sometimes it didn't even require that. A lot of times it just required just moving things around a little bit and getting things situated, stirred stuff up, and those flames were once again. Well, this is exactly what takes place in you and I with our lives. All that you need, God has already provided everything that you need through Jesus Christ. It's already, what you and I have is what those through the Old Testament were longing for and desiring and wishing for, not even fully comprehending, but knowing that it was something great and knowing that it was going to be fulfilling, and they hungered and desired for it and they never got to see it. You and I have it and we kind of let it dwindle down. We let that flame just dwindle down and become extinguished. And many times it's nothing more than that ember. My wife and I have bonfires out at our house sometimes. And, you know, you can let that bonfire go. Yeah, okay, as Tommy is saying, sometimes it is the art that is the bonfire. But, I mean, when we keep it controlled and what's where it's supposed to be, you can get a big bonfire and you can have so many things. And, you know, once it dies down, you know, it'll be like 11 o'clock. We'll go inside and the flames are pretty much gone. You just see just the embers and all that. The amazing thing is you can get up the next morning. You can get up like 10 o'clock the next morning. So this is almost 12 hours after you've left those flames. And you can stir that around. You can still see the smoke coming up. And if you stir it around, you can still find the embers that are glowing at the bottom of that bonfire. It's amazing how long those things hang on. And if you wanted to, I could start a whole new bonfire just off of those embers and stir them up. What you need is already inside of you, and God is telling us through this letter from Paul to Timothy, it's inside of you. You just need to stir it up. You just need to stir it up. How does it get to the point where those fires that we have, that passion that we have, that zeal, that excitement, and those are the things that really help us to walk in faith. You know, if I'm excited, if I'm passionate, if I'm on fire, you know what? I'm going to stand in faith, and I'm going to stand in faith for things that I wouldn't do, that I wouldn't even think about doing if those passions weren't burning and those flames weren't bright. And that's exactly why, what's one of the next things that Paul says to Timothy after he tells him to stir it up? The very next verse after he tells him to stir it up, the very next verse he says, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So what the Lord's telling us is when you have that passion stirred up, God didn't give us timidity. When you have that passion stirred up, you will be bold. You will stand on the word of God. You will speak the word of God into your life and into the lives of others. And that's when you see things taking place. That's when you see the supernatural taking place. That's when you start to see evidence of God's faithfulness in your life and in the lives of others. It's because you've got that faith that's burning inside of you, and you do things that when you look back on, you think, wow, I can't believe I was bold enough to even do that or say that or speak that or believe that. But it's because that fire, that passion is burning, that gift that is inside of you, that Jesus Christ and the power of Jesus Christ that is inside of you is burning. And so you just speak boldly and you act boldly. And when you speak and act boldly in the Word of God, the Word of God's going to come to pass in your life. But it's when I spend the time not stirring up that ember, that flame that's inside of me. It's when I don't spend that time, but instead I spend the time worrying about the things of life, focused on the problems. And to get away from the problems, you know, I play video games or I watch TV and I just kind of vegetate and don't do things to stir myself up, but I just vegetate so I can avoid and get a sense of escape out of things. All that does is let those flames burn down, the embers. It just comes down to the embers, just smoldering embers. And you know what? When you have that, you did get timid. If you look at verse number 7 in the Amplified, it doesn't say, I love the version in New King James and King James, which says God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. But when you read in the Amplified, it doesn't use fear. It says timidity. And God doesn't call us to be timid, because when we're timid, timidity is evidence that that fire, that flame that's inside of us, we've not stirred it up and it's dwindled down. Because when there's not that fire burning, that's when all of a sudden we start to act with hesitancy. We don't step out. We don't be bold. We don't speak and stand on the word. And we don't see the things of the word coming to pass in our lives. God is telling us that all that we need, everything that we need for our lives, is already invested in you. We just need to stir it up. Todd, I don't feel like it. You know, I don't feel like all that I need. I don't feel like it's in me. I don't feel it at all. It's because you need to stir it up. It's in there, but you need to stir it up. You can't go by your feelings, how I feel. How many times in your life have your feelings led you astray? So many times people have said to me, you know, I hear you talk about these things, but I don't feel those things in my life. I don't care whether you feel them or not. They're in there because God's word says it is. God's word says he's invested these things in you. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 20, it says, God will do these amazing things beyond what you can think or ask, according to the power that works through you. It's his power, but it's through you. The power's been invested in us. Jesus said that we would do greater things than he would. Jesus himself said about John the Baptist, he said, from the beginning of time, this is my paraphrase, from the beginning of time until this moment, there's not been a greater man than John the Baptist. That means John the Baptist exceeded all the Old Testament men of faith. He was greater than all of those men. And yet John the Baptist, he lived in a time when Jesus had not yet won the victory, so he wasn't walking in the fullness of. And that's why when Jesus says we can do even greater things than John the Baptist, than Jesus did, because John the Baptist, he said, there's not been a man greater, and yet he that is the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. That means you and I, because we are in the kingdom of heaven, because Jesus died, he defeated sin, he rose again, he provided the keys to the kingdom to us. Since we have that victory, we are in the kingdom. He that is least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. And we know John the Baptist was greater than all the others. That means even you, when you feel weak, you still, because of what resides inside of you, you are greater because of what resides in you than Abraham, than Moses, than David, than Elijah. Then Elijah, you go through all those saints. What is in you is greater. The things that God expects from us is greater than those things. Just because you don't feel it doesn't mean it's not there. Think about the things you feel in life. How many times have you felt like something was not going to work out? And it did. How many times have you felt like something was not going to work out? Or it would work out? And it didn't. I mean, how many times have you felt something and then you found out that, oh, it really wasn't the way I felt at all. It was something different. I mean, our feelings always lead us astray. Our feelings are not what determines what the reality is. God's word tells us what's reality, and God's word says that it's already in you. The gift is already in you, but it's up to you and I to stir it up. How do we stir it up? You spend that time in the word. You can't read the word and not have those embers start to glow. You can't read the word and start speaking the word to others and not have those embers become flames. You can't start standing on the word and believing the word and not have those flames suddenly start to spark and spread, and that passion is there, and then you find yourself once again in that place where you are speaking and doing and being bold, and it kind of even surprises you and you say, wow, I'm kind of surprised I did that. It's because the passion is there. And that's why God is saying to you and I, stir it up. Don't wait for God to move and do something, because God's already done what he's going to do. He's given you the gift and the power. Now it's up to you and I to do something with it and to stir it up inside of us.